starting a brand new topic, back to Chush Mishpat, which is how this whole thing started, right? Back in the day, we were learning all sugyos of Chush Mishpat. We thought we had gone through them enough, so we went back to Yerdea, but let's start with Chush, Chush Mishpat. Someone said, I don't like learning Chush Mishpat, because if you learn Yerdea, you walk out with all the kulas. Everything you thought was awesome is mutter. You learn Chush Mishpat, everything you thought was mutter becomes awesome. I want to give a few akdamas. First of all, we're going to learn, this is going to be a little bit different than other things that we've learned lately. Maybe if we go back, it's in the first week or so, until we get into it, we're going to really give a lot of background and learn a little bit the sugya, learn a little bit the lumdis, the understanding and the havana of the inyanim. And then the cases are going to fall into place eventually. But we have to have a good yisoy and understanding the ideas. And there's a lot of overlapping ideas. So we're going to try to go al seder and learn the inyanim. So may not get right now, the first week or two, halacha l'maisa, cases and everything. We'll get some of the yisoydis. And that's number one. Number two is a lot of the halacha l'maisa, depends also on, we have... we may need to know the minhag medina. We may need to know, some legal stuff, and it's important to be aware that not everything we're going to learn, but the Aruch HaShulchan does say that a lot of what we're going to learn, even keneg and minhag medina, will take precedence. It says so. We'll see about that. Okay. Now, and also, there's a lot of different parts to this sugya. There's three parts. The first part is what we're going to learn now, this first week, is if a person was kind of, or they're arguing about a certain right that a person was kind of in his neighbor's field, in his neighbor's property. So let's just give a few examples. Again, I'll give examples where it could be negea. And then, for example, let's say, a person would put his garbage can on his neighbor's property to be picked up for the garbage. This is the way he always did it. Then one day the guy says, get your garbage off my property. He says, I've been doing it for the last, this was the arrangement. We always did it this way, right? So I'm not arguing that I own your property. I'm arguing that I have a right to do something in your property, that you gave me this right. You didn't mind if I did it. Okay? The cases of the Gemara, which are actually Negea, Lamaisa, you were telling me that it could come up. And we had it here in part of the is when the water. So when you build, a house, they want to know where's your water going, because you're not allowed to pour water into, have your excess water from your gutters go into your neighbor's property. But let's say, so for example, we have over here in the right outside sewer, drainage. So why? Because since we filled all that with asphalt, there's no grass. So where's the water going? It's going to go into the neighbor's field, neighbor's property. You can't just have all your excess water go over to your neighbor. So you have to keep it in your property. So if you have no grass, it's got to go down. So that's why you have mechuyev to build that stuff, right? So, the Gemara is going to talk about this. The first Mishnah that we're going to see is what about if the neighbor didn't mind? So you set up a certain arrangement with him, he let you do it. Now they changed your mind.
Set it up. You spoke about.
Okay, so we'll have to see exactly what happened exactly with this. Okay, and the extension of this a little bit is also, let's say he has a pool and you've been using his pool or a path through his yard. I go. They have my neighbor has this basketball. He has a basketball hoop and we go play over there. And I decide one day I don't want to, but I've been going every Friday, every Motzei Shabbos, for the last however long. Friday, this is where we play. And all of a sudden he decides, I don't want to. So there's an argument. I've been doing it for this amount of time. So to see what's the nature of the argument. You walk through it, the hulu. And it could also be again with trees. You have overhang trees and leaves falling. And now the other guy, he says, now he's building a pool and all the leaves from your tree are falling into the neighbor's pool. Until he had a pool, he didn't care. Now it's like a schmuck for him that he has all these leaves falling in. So, what's going to be the lach? This is one area. There's another thing Niske Shein. So Nizikin is when you're damaging somebody else. So let's say the Gemara talks about, you know, he has a bar, and you're going to plant a tree, and the roots of your tree are going to go damage his bar, stuff like that. You know, I just had a case here that someone put in a sprinkler system in their property with a well. If you do a well, you save money, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have the neighbor wanted to build a house, and they had to put in a new draining field. So they put a draining field. Now the law is, you're not allowed to put a drain field within 50 feet of a well, even if it's on the other guy's property, because why? The well is going to get the nutrients from the drain field and going to feed all the plants, the grass with this stuff, right? You're also not allowed to put a drain field within 50 feet. They changed it. It used to be 25 within 50 feet of our fruit tree.
Of a fruit tree,
because the fruit tree is going to get the nutrients, I guess, from the drain field.
What's the problem with that?
It's sewage.
Not the nutrients, the contaminant.
It's contaminated stuff.
That'll affect the fruits.
I'm not a scientist, but that's apparently the svara. That's the svara behind the law, I'm
assuming. You don't want to sprinkle your field with fecal matter. Sprinklers
are
going to be shooting water and vaporize
fecal
matter.
Plants will grow better.
So now,
I never said
that.
Plants will grow better.
Being that that's the case, so now I didn't mind. One neighbor doesn't mind that the other guy built his well, but now he wants. To have his drain field. So now who has to be marked from? Is he allowed to tell the guy, look, if I'm not allowed to be 50 feet away from you, so you move yours 25 feet and I'll move mine 25 feet, but I don't have 50 feet on my property. You put it on the property line. I can't move my thing 50 feet. I have nowhere to put it.
So I'm going to ask if he's planning to build a school or...
Right, so are you going to ask? And if you didn't ask, and I find out, is the one neighbor allowed to make a macha? Is he allowed to say, don't put it there? Or is he allowed to say, listen, you can put it there, but I'm warning you, if I ever want to make a new drain field, or if I want to build a pool, or whatever, you know. You know, let's say the guy's going to plant a fruit tree, same thing, he's going to plant a fruit tree, now anytime he's going to have to, whatever. So these are all things that are going to come up. These are real, you know, examples. But the real geshmak part about the sugya is the svaras and everything, the lamdas. Then the lamaisa, we'll get two cases, but let's start one thing at a time. There's one more piece of background information. There's something called cheskas gimel shanim. People talk about this, that if someone, there's a machlekes about a property, you're fighting over this property. Now what happened? Someone owns a property, he lives in New York, and he happens to own a house in Florida. Now he's never in the place, he hasn't come for years. It's an empty house. Another guy chops this story, and he lives in that, and he decides that he's gonna go, a squatter, whatever, he's gonna go and live there for 3 years. 3 years pass, and the owner says, I wanna come back to the house. It's my house. And the guy living there says, no, it's mine. When it's yours. Yeah, I'm living here for 3 years, can't kick me out. So, oh, 3 years, that's it. Chazaka, he's there for 3 years. The other guy didn't ever make a macha, it's his. The Mishnah says, we'll go a little out of order, but this is the first Mishnah, on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, which is page 6 in the booklet. So, just one line in the Mishnah, Kol Chazaka, She'ein Ema Taina, Eina Chazaka. A chazak with no taina is not a chazak. You can't just say, well, I'm here for 3 years. The numbers are on the bottom. You see the numbers on the bottom? So, page 6. So over there, kol chazaka she'eni mataina in a chazak. You can't just walk into someone, oh, I'm here for 3 years, now it's mine. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to have a taina. Ketzad. Amar loy, ma'ata oisei b'soich v'shili. What are you doing in my house? So what's the response of the guy who's there for 3 years? V'hu oimer, loy, shaloi amar li adam davar ma'od, because you never told me to leave. Ain't a chazaka. That's not a valid chazaka. It doesn't become the squatter's because he's there for 3 years. That's not valid. You can't say, well, since I'm there. No. That's not. Ain't a chazaka. That, you kick him out. He's agreeing that it's not his. So it doesn't become his because he's living there for 3 years. Ain't a chazaka. Shemacharta li? No. I'm tining. No, we had this arrangement. You told me I'm not going to live in it. No problem. You could take it. It's your house. No problem. Keep it. Or you sold it to me. So now normally, what would be the taina? If Reuven sold the property to Shimon, so what's the problem? So Shimon, Shimon wakes up and says, it's my property. Reuven said, I never sold it to you. Normally, Shimon has to show the shtar. Right? So here the chiddush is, that if 3 years passes, he's not mechuyev to show the shtar anymore. He's not mechuyev to keep the shtar for 3 years. It's too complicated. He's going to lose the shtar. He's not mechuyev to keep the shtar forever. And therefore, once he has a chazaka for 3 years, we believe him. But there has to be a taina.
If he claims he lost.
Yeah, well, he's going to say, I bought the property from you. So the owner's going to say, well, the markama, the original owner, is going to say, well, where's your shtar? Well, there's the documentation. Where's the proof of the sale? I don't have it anymore. All right. Well, since he's on it for 3 years, it's a chazaka. Okay. So this is the first basic level chazaka. Before you know anything, you got to know this. There's something called chazaka to own property. Now is where we start our sugya. Our sugya is when the discussion at hand is not about who owns the property. Everyone agrees Reuven owns the property. What's Shimon Tining? Shimon Tining is he has a right to use the property in a certain way. So on that, you could also have chazaka. And here we'll see there's a certain machalikas how that chazaka works. Okay? So that's the next Mishnah, which is on page 7. That's what I said to look at, right? Page 7 is the Mishnah Baba Basar Nun Chesam Adbeis, the end of Cheska Sabatin. So it says like this: Hamar Zev Ein Le Chazaka, V'yesh Le Makoymo Chazaka. Mar Zev is a gutter. You have the long gutter on the bottom, and then you have like the gutter, what's it called? Extensions. So they go out. And the guy's catching all this water in his gutter, and the gutter extension goes into the friend's property.
Is that the downspout?
I guess it was just more like an extension out over the property, and then it dumps it down.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So, and it goes into the property, so he says, you don't have a chazaka about where exactly in the friend's field it should be, but you do have a chazaka that it could be somewhere in the field. So in other words, let's say it was on the right side, he could tell you, now they're fighting, I don't want it in there. I don't want it in my property anymore. If you were there for 3 years, if you were there, you have a chazaka on it. He can't kick you out, but he could tell you, move it to the left side. In other words, you have a right to put all your water in his field because you've been doing it and you have a chazaka. But he can't tell you, he could tell you, move it from here to there. Okay?
For how long? For 3 years?
So what is the nature of this chazaka? So says, so here's a big machalikas rishonim. This is what I want to talk about now, this week. Here's a big machalikas rishonim. Is the chazaka on these things where you're not claiming you... What's the point of the chazaka? So look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam here is on the left side. In the way we printed it here, it's on the left side. Hamarziv. Tsinor katan. It's a little bit of a pipe. Vergilin letloisei lesoiv tsinor god. It's at the end of the big gutter. Ha'hoylech apnei kol agag. It's along the whole side of the roof. Vergilin lehofcho lechol roish sheyirtsu. And you put it whichever side. It doesn't have to be on both sides. It's on one side. Umarchik kiluach mayim in a koisel. And the whole point of a gutter is it moves the water away from your wall. V'loshen marzev. What's the language? Zov derech sham. Kediksiv. Kemar madli loshen tipa hilkach ein lechazaka. Deino davar kavua. Vim hechzik boi balagag gimul shonim. V'tol oise ba'avir chatzar eino yochel liter nechazak divan. So the Rashbam says you need 3 years. It's the exact same thing as owning property. You need 3 years and you need a claim. In other words, the guy's going to say, I don't want you to put your water in my property anymore. So he's going to say back, well, I've been doing it for 3 years. Well, who said you? Why? For 3 years, I was a nice guy. But now I'm not. I don't want you to do it anymore. So now what's the response of the owner of the house? To the Bala, we're going to call it the owner of the house versus the Bala Bais versus the Bala Chotzer. Okay? The Bala Chotzer is the one with the yard. So what the Bala Chotzer is saying, get out of here. What's the Bala Bais saying?
There's a chazaka.
There's the chazaka. But does he have a taina or no taina? Is he just saying, well, I've been doing it for 3 years?
No
taina. No taina, according to the Rashbam, it's not valid. It's just like a house. You have to say, no, I'm saying, we talked about this. We discussed this. When I built the gutter, we discussed this. I told you that I'm going to do it. And you said, no problem. It's yours. We shook on it. You gave me a kenyan. You gave me a kenyan. You gave me a kenyan. Made a matana.
What are you saying the Rashbam is talking about that he was...
Because He doesn't say Taina here. He says Gimel Shana. That's when it's not. But look at the next Rashbam. He says Hamaschela Hutziner Gadol. The first widest lines Hutziner Gadol. Maxik Kol Arakag Umilsa Dekviyusu Hilkach Yechel Chazaka Dloyav Inish Deshasek El Kapit Umidishasek Ikalamei Maradinim Amaxik. Here it doesn't speak out 3 years, but this is the Rashbam Shita. It's 3 years.
He doesn't say Taina anywhere.
Yeah. So let's go back to the Rashbam and Memal. So go back to the Rashbam and Memal on the Mishnah that Chazaka Ksheini Matainu on page 6. It's right across. There, the Rashbam where I underlined it says, "Kol chazaka she'ini matayna ena chazaka bein becheskas gimel shanim dekarka ubatim ve'ilanois." Whether you look arguments about who owns the property, bein becheskas yom echad kegoyin hanach terminal leel achzik lordi myri v'kamad detzar litoyin meiza koyach hechzik ba. Hilkach kiven detoyin ta'anosim aliasam. Now the Rashbam is saying whether the question is about ownership, or whether the question is like the Gemara in Davav, which is similar to here, which is about usage. Either way, you need a taina. You need a taina. You need to explain why is it that you think that you have a right to do it. You're just going to say, well, I built it, you ignored me, and now I'm allowed to do it forever. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not because...
Is the
chazaka
transferable or something?
What?
Is the chazaka transferable?
Okay, so... Does it work for Yerushim now? Okay, so this is a good question. The Bach had the following shaila, that one neighbor had a bar, a well, and yes, in those days a well was very valuable because we're not getting running water anywhere. And Reuven had a well on his property, and Shimon was using the property. Now that's nice. Shimon's a nice guy. Now Shimon dies, and the six kids move in to the house. Now the six kids want to go use the well. So
I'm saying all of a sudden that well, which is nice, becomes an obstacle. You can say, you know, I don't want this guy.
I don't need all this traffic in my backyard, number one. Number two, these guys are wild kids. This guy was polite, nice guy. These kids, they have no manners, right? So, I'm not interested in these guys. So this is the question of the Bach. So there's a machlokes between the Bach and the Ketzei Sechoshen on this question.
Is there a wild
But they're not arguing about whether the chazaka is transferable. They're arguing whether that case has a chazaka altogether. But it seems like everyone agrees that it's transferable because the idea of the chazaka, let's think about it again. What's the chazaka? The chazaka is that you have a taina.
Chazaka says you have it right.
Exactly. The taina is I bought it from you or you gave it to me. Now I didn't give you the property. Remember, I don't give you ownership over the property. I give you rights to my property. So the owner is still the owner no matter what. It's just he was mishabed. He gave a shibud. He like, I don't know how to translate that.
He gives over
a right to the other person to use it in a certain way.
Perpetually, forever?
Pashtus, yeah.
Right, when he gives it over, does he have to understand what he's giving over? For example, when he sells something, he understands, I'm never going to own this again. So he understands that I'll let you build a well there.
Yeah,
that I
not only that, not only that, this guy that gave the rights for the gutter, the Gemara says, he's not even allowed now to build his house in a way that's going to block that gutter. Means he totally loses the rights to his own property.
He had to understand that.
Right. No, he's not. If he's going to build in a way that's going to affect the other guy's gutter now, he's not allowed to do that. He could tell him, move it to the other side of my property. That's what he said. But you can't. But if it's going to be in a way, now he could build under it and he could build up to it. But he can't build exactly at the spot of the gutter because he gave it away the right. And according to the Rashbam, that there's a taina, right? So if there's a taina on it, so then it's transferable because he's basically proven that he owns it. Right, but let's say my case with the garbage. I put my garbage out there for my garbage on his property, and the guy says, "What are you doing?" After a while, so he says, "Well, you never seem to have a problem with it." First of all, I never had a problem with it because I thought you were doing it once, twice. I didn't think you were doing it for three. I didn't think you were going to keep on doing it forever. Number one. Number two is, but you have no taina. You're not saying that we discussed it and I gave you the right. You're just saying that I ignored it for 3 years. So I was nice for 3 years and now I'm allowed to change my mind. That's not a chazak. This is the Rashbam's shita. This is a shita of the Rashbam and the shita of Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? That the chazaka of rights to the field, which we're calling, you know, it's not the field itself.
An implied mechila is not a mechila.
What?
An implied mechila, listen, I've been doing it for 3 years, I'm assuming you were moichel to me. Or if I said that, I went over to you and I asked you, and you said, yeah, I'm sure, it's fine, no problem, I'm moichel you can have it.
Is mechila enough? I don't know, I think you could be even more than mechila, you need to be kainet.
So by, my kinyan of using it for 3 years.
It's just a tashmish.
The fact that I'm using your karka.
That's only a rabbi for the...
That's the Rambam. We'll see. The mechila is the Rambam, but I don't know if that's going to work on everybody.
What if the zoning changed and he wasn't aware of that when he gave permission and there's a new zoning?
Like there's 25 feet versus the 50 feet shtickle, right? The guy put his...
I gave it to you under the condition that it was 50 feet. Now it's
25.
25, now it's 50 feet.
Right, right. In other words, I told you go put your sprinkler sister in because you put it 25 feet into your property and I'll be able to do whatever I need in mine. And now they change the zoning, that's got to be 50 feet away from the sprinkler.
I would say it doesn't.
That's a good child. Huh?
I would say it's no chazak.
It's like a shikil b'toys.
It has a tiny. It has to have a tiny.
That tiny is a gemir's das. That tiny is.
You know, if it's named, that person knows that laws change, and therefore, if you didn't address the chachila and you forfeit that right, you know these things change. You know there's always. And that takes in halakhah, they take into consideration.
You have to be assuming that the guy's aware of that the laws change.
Even though every person, it's inert that they understand that these laws constantly change, and therefore you should.
Why would it make a difference?
Under halakhah,
your average Joe doesn't know that.
I'm giving you rights.
At that time,
at that point, at that point, it's like the guy was building the oitzer. Now I have to be marking exactly. Now, okay, so this is the shita of the Rashbam. Now, these again, there's a lot of cases. The next three blot in the mission, right? I just want to read the cases of the Mishnah. I want to read the cases of the Mishnah, and then we'll get to this yisoid about is the chazaka immediately or not. So the first case was the marzev ein lo chazaka v'yesh lo mokay me chazaka. Hamaschela, the maschela is the big gutter, and basically my house, right? The Baal Bais' house goes up to the property line, and he built out the main gutter, not the extension, which juts out into the other neighboring property. So if he does that, there's a chazaka also right away. Why? Because again, the Rashbam explained to us, something which is a davar kavua, there's more of a chazaka than something ain't a kavua, like my garbage can case. The neighbor never bothered making machal because it's not kavua. You did it one today, who says you're going to do it tomorrow? But you build something out of solid brick in your house, extending into my property, you're not changing it tomorrow. So therefore, immediately there's a chazaka. A person makes a gutter extension, so, Rav Dafka, your intention was always that it should be on this side. Maybe tomorrow you'll change it to that side. It is clear that you want it to be over my property, but it's not clear that you want it necessarily to be in this spot. And therefore, the chazaka is kefi the kvias. But the primary gutter, which is literally the one catches the rain off the roof before the gutter extension, that's kavua. That's staying there where it is. And therefore, the chazaka on that right away. I mean, not right away, after 3 years. Sulam ha-mitzri. Ein lechazaka ulitzuri yesh lechazaka. Sulam is basically a staircase. So the person, let's say, his house is raised, and he needs a staircase to get to his house, and he puts the ladder in the neighboring property because you need an angle, right? So the house is here, so he puts the ladder here. So if it's a short ladder, so today it's here, tomorrow it's there, it's movable. So there's no chazaka on that because the guy never bothered arguing. So after 3 years, what's he going to say? Well, you didn't stop me. I didn't stop you because you can't prove anything with that. What are you going to prove? I sold it to you. It's not a riot to anything. But if it's a sulam mitzri, which is a big ladder, so then, wow, you should have said that it's kavua. I'm not moving it. If I put it there, it was kavua. So obviously my intention of the Baal Bais was to keep it there. So the Baal Chotzer, suri. Yeah. Okay? That's one Mishnah. The next Mishnah. Let's go to the next Mishnah, next page. And then Tesamad Aleph. Okay, which is page 8. Haziz, okay. Aziz was aziz is like an extension out from a window. You know, let's say you have like a, it's made to use. So you want to put plants, windowsill that would extend out. So you want to put plants out there, or storage or whatever, right? So now, right, I'm your pest type thing, and it extends into the other guy's property. So haziz ad tefach yeshle chazaka. If it's more than a tefach, then there's a chazaka on that. And therefore, but this is an important.
Chazaka right away, only after 3 years.
The chazaka after 3 years, but that, and the person is allowed to be moicha right away. Don't do that. I don't want you to do that. Okay. Pachos mitavach ein lechazaka ve'ein yachol limchais. Less than a tefach, you can't stop because it's like a little bit. There's a little bit of circular logic here. What's the logic? If he built out such a thing which doesn't seem to be permanent, it could be temporary. So you can't stop him. Why can't you stop him? Because what are you going to lose? What do you care if he does it? Terrence says, you care because because when you want to build now, he's going to stop you because you gave away part of your property. No, because there's no chazaka on that. Because it's not, there's no reason for him to assume that you would have stopped him. So it's a little bit...
It's a chazaka if it's a nuisance and you let him...
Exactly, and it's temper, and it's clear that his das is to be kavua. Okay, this is basically the few cases. So we have a sulam, we have a marzev, we have mazchela, right? We have gutter extensions, gutters, ziz, which is the, you know, the jutting out, and the sulam. Okay? And all these things are subject to the idea of chazaka, and this is usage. And again, we have all these other examples, you know, that the person is using the other guy's property for this. Okay? Like for example, let's say in apartment buildings, very nagia, with the parking spots. Alright? Let's say, you know, each condo has its parking spot. And now the guy, you know, I only have one car, I have two parking spots, my neighbor has three cars, so I let him use my parking spot. You know? So, letting someone use it, but that's not kavua. So, he keeps on parking there. They're not going to develop into a chazaka, because the fact that he parked there once, I thought he was mechutzaf once, okay. I don't think he's going to keep on doing it. No reason to start a fight. So it's not a kavua thing.
What if he does it for 3 years, like the gutter?
Right. He has to have a case, still has to have a taino.
What?
It's not a kavua, he has to have a taino if he did it for 3 years.
Right, so let's say he comes after 3 years and he has a taino. He says,
the guy buys a new car,
still
a second car.
Because what he never did anything kavua in the first place. What he did was always temporary.
Staying in the house, the first case we gave him, like, let's all move to the house, because saying that's kavua.
He ate the Paris.
The first case we gave was a person in the house, he tied and he says, so if you would have tied and said, look, we had a deal, right? That's why I've been staying in this house. What's right. between staying in the
so
house
saying,
and parking
you're
the
saying,
car?
You're saying, okay, so you're saying that real usage of the property, could be the same thing. Real usage of the property could be the same. I have to think about that.
That was the first case we gave.
Well, that's by owner, because the question is about ownership. Yeah. So
by the parking place, I can't be Maisha either? Like, is this fucking
stuff? Right, so...
usually it's one car. No, but you guys can't physically use it. People have a right to park in my spot, because it's not a free. No one's giving me a right to
park. No one has a right to do it.
Make them a car.
Right.
But by this parking mitzvah, you can't even be Maisha.
Why can't you be Meichel? Because it's Zen and Zalai
Chaser. You could 3 years. You could have. You should have.
Something that's not subject to Chazaka.
It's not a Kfiyas.
You can't even
so
use it.
So therefore, I can't even be Meichel.
Something that has no Chazaka, so there's no reason for me to be Meichel. Because even if I'm not Meichel, he won't develop a Chazaka into it. He won't develop it into a Chazaka.
That doesn't mean he still has the right to encroach.
No, he's not allowed. Definitely
not
allowed.
Right.
Well,
he's still
talking about
it. But if somebody
doesn't
know, I have nothing to do with it.
No,
you stop
him. I'm not allowed to. The Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says that if the guy's building out a ziz, which is less than a tefach, then he won't have a chazak even if he did it for 3 years.
That's right. It doesn't mean I can't make him a chazak.
No, it says it's an inlay limchus. Because now, why are you being meicha? What does it hurt you to let him do it?
I still want my property.
Why not?
It's an inch.
It's less than a tefach. It's less than 4 inches
you
into
build
your property.
House, now you can't build a house.
That's very different. Because when I put my fence, my boundary line, it's going to be a problem. I have to move it in.
It won't be a problem because he can't develop it into a chazak. So no matter what, even 10 years later, I can tell him to move it.
That's right. So if I can tell him to move it 10 years later, so I can make him a chazak.
No, because then you need it. You need it 10 years later. So when you need it, then be malcha. I'm assuming it's all.
Ah, so you could be malcha until you when you
need it. When you need it, we'll
agree. Yeah.
What if I just don't like it?
I don't like the neighbor.
Then that's a need.
It bothers you.
So, I'm not sure about that.
No.
It could be koifin al midas doim. Koifin al midas doim. Then enozel chaser. What do you care? You're not chaser anything. Now, if he's... again, the Gemara says that the Rishonim say this tap less than a tap, it means he can't even peek out into it. He can only put his hand in. And like, if he could look, and then he's invading your privacy, maybe that's different. Right, but he can't even. There's no hezek bria on that. He can't use it in any way. So he puts out. He puts out this little thing into your prop. Let's see, on his fence, right? So he puts out a little landing, a bird feeder, you know, on your side of the fence.
Or it hangs 1 inch.
It hangs 1 inch.
Birds on that side. We want birds on my side. What? We don't want birds
there
on my
not
side.
Birds. This is a flower pot.
Hey, a flower pot into my property. It's 1 inch over. So what's the problem? The problem is when I want to build my sukkah now, if I don't wake up now, then 3 years from now I'm going to want to build my sukkah. They're going to tell me, you know, I want to make an extension. They're going to say, well, you need 7 feet. You need 7 feet of a clearance, of setback. and now you're missing 3 inches.
Exactly.
So, no. So the second that I want it back, I'm allowed to get it back. He can't develop that into a chazaka because it's not something serious to begin with. But since he can't develop it into a chazaka, there's no reason for me to stop him, because what do I lose by letting him do it? The only thing I would lose is the potential to build there, but I'll always keep the potential because there's no chazaka.
You only have a chazaka where someone would be bothered by the nuisance and the person never said something for 3 years. But the person doesn't really have a reason to be bothered by the nuisance.
Right, and you have nothing to lose by letting him keep it. Right, but what about something that the whole thing of it is the shimush, like the parking spot? So is that considered a kvias?
It's not a kvias. Kvias means it's built into the house.
Right, I don't know that it's a kvias.
Ever.
I don't think it's a kvias.
The guy leaves his car there for 3 years straight. It's not attached to the walls.
Right, but the whole thing is that that's the way you use this thing.
But he can't physically use it.
I think if that's the way you use it, that's the way you use it. It's like the achil. It's like living in the house.
It depends what his time is. If his time is that I bought it from you, then he has a good right.
That's the question. I'm talking about
if you're just saying that I have a right to your shimush of this, then no.
No. We're talking about chazaka shlema taina. But the question is it the chazaka? Or do you say this, I never was moicha because it's not kavir? I think that's called kavir.
Does it have a second term?
No, people are moicha on the parking spot.
No. Two cars, when they get their second car, they're not going
to
give it.
I want to have the two spots.
Correct, but then it's always the guy's car. Get second car.
Also, one if you're a guest, whatever it is. If it comes partly by your house, it comes. It's an extension of your property. It depends how it came as part of your. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
Mistama, you're allowed to be moicha on that, and Mistama, there's a chazaka if the guy did it for 3 years, right?
So the swale doesn't count, because that's not really...
I don't know if you can be moicha on that.
Really belong to
you. You can't really be moicha on that.
Swale
it's not yours.
The government's property.
Right? Yeah, I don't think you could be moicha on
that. You get a moi, be taxed on it, but it's not yours.
So now we've been saying this whole thing based on the Rashbam, Rashi, and Tosfos, okay? That the chazaka here for usage is the same as the chazaka for the chazaka on usage is the same as chazaka for ownership, right? Chazaka sheishi matayna. But let's see Shulchan Aruch carefully. Okay, go to page 12. Okay, and we'll look at the mechaber on page 12 and let's see what it says. Page 12 in the Shulchan Aruch. This is Simon Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay, we're going to spend a little time on Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Gimel. Hoitzi es haziz. You put out a ziz like this overhang into the other guy's property. V'loy micha boy balachotzer la'altar. And the balachotzer did not make a macha immediately. Hare hechzik balaziz. The owner of the ziz, it becomes his. Did the mechaber say anything about 3 years?
No.
What?
Was it less than a tefach?
More than a tefach.
Okay.
More than a tefach. So what did the Machaber say? Is there anybody? La'altar means immediately. So the Machaber skips the whole 3 years. Right? It means the Machaber is paskening, and in Beis Yosef says clearly, like the Shita of the Rambam, that the whole issue of Chazaka Sheishi Matayna, that you need to claim that you bought it, and the Chazaka needs 3 years, and you have to prove that you lost the shtar, that's only when the question is, did you buy the property or did you not buy the property? The case of the squatter. But here, there's no question about buying the property. It's definitely the Balachotzer that owns the property. That's not even the issue. The issue is whether the Balabayis has the right for this particular use. Did you let me use the property? So the Mechaber holds that chazaka does not require a taina. The mechila itself is the kinyan. The fact that he didn't make a big deal and he let me do it, he didn't open his mouth right when he saw it. If he saw it, and the first time he saw it, he didn't say anything, done.
It can't be nice.
What?
It can't be nice.
That's not called being nice. It's called being...
like one time. One time, fine.
This is kavias.
It's talking about the kavua. That's what I'm saying. The garbage, putting it there, that's not kavua. But the guy built out his ziz, okay? He built out his ziz. And, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. He's planning on keeping it then. So according to the Rambam...
What do you think he let him?
According to the Rambam, that means, but the chiddush the Rambam is that even without a taina, means he doesn't have a taina that we discussed it, you were Michael, you let me have it, I bought it from you, no taina. The fact that I did it and you weren't Meichah, you can't take it away from me now. This is the sheet of the Mechaber. Okay, so just don't move. Don't move next door to a Sephardi, because he passes like the Mechaber. So immediately, any use becomes his. Now the question is, okay, now the Ramah. Let's read the Ramah. Umishtamish boy, umoyneah balachotzel, ishtamish boy. And he could use it. And he like, let's say, our birdie case, he built out a little platform to put out his flowers. Now, the owner of the field, the owner, the neighbor, the balachotzel is going to come and say, by the way, there's room for another flower pot. Could I put my flower pot there? No, absolutely not. It's mine. So he could stop the neighbor from using it. The balabai, right? Because it became his. And this is with 1 minute of no macha. Okay? Now, Hagah says the Ramah, the Yesh Oimer, to call Chazakas Elu Ba'inon Shaloi Shanim, you need 3 years, the Choshle Hexek Shaloi Shanim Yacholim Chois, the Chain Ba'inon Shiyava Betaina, Kumai Bechazkas Karaka. Says Ramah, no, like the Rashbam, Toisvis, you need 3 years and you need a Taina. So this is a huge Machlaikis, obviously. Now, we understand the Rashbam and Rashi and Toisvis. You have to have a taina that you bought it, and therefore you need 3 years, because if you bought it, where's your documentation? Where's your proof? Okay, 3 years, I lost it. But what's the pshat in the Rambam, in the Mechaber? Right away, the guy wasn't Meichel, becomes his? How? What's his kinyan? What's the argument? You did something once, now it's yours? What's the pshat? Why would that be true? So the ktsois, there's a ktsois over here. Can I bring down the ktsois? Yeah, but what time is it? Do we have time to do the ktsois?
It's 11:48.
Okay, so 3 minutes late. I assume if only 3 minutes late, then I'm still wants to hear the ktsais. Okay. So, the
one was my chalal.
Yeah. So the ktsais on page 30. So
accomplished a lot today, 30, huh?
Yeah, not bad. By the way, the booklets are courtesy of Spazic Insurance. So if you have any, the Ktsois brings down, okay, see in the top, the Ktsois HaChoshim. So, page 30, the Ktsois says, Nechleku b'zeh rab v'asa, the Yishen rab a big machloikas. V'zeh lashoin, he brings the machloikas, okay, whether 3 years or medium. Go to the second paragraph where he says, V'kashali, page 30, see? V'kashali tuva, it's right here. It's the Ktsois HaChoshim, page 30, V'kashali tuva, this paragraph. What do you mean without a taina? The guy's not saying that we even had the conversation. The Baal Bais is not saying that the Baal Chatzar let him do it. He just did it. And now it becomes his. Nihi d'shtika have a mechila. Okay, you want to say, because since he was quiet, it's understood mechila. I was moichel to you. But b'makno'i liyoy shaloy l'tash merzeh. Where's the kinyan? I was moichel you. Okay. I was moichel you. But it had to become yours now. Where's the kinyan?
People have
a
tana and
the
guy's trained it somewhere else.
Well, but what? No, but with what? That's not true. I'm sitting here. You say, you know what? I'm done with my. No.
The kinyan is null cutter report.
That's a big chiddush. So normally, let's say you want to give me your car. Right now, I'm sitting here. Rabbi, you can have my car. You can change your mind now. I wasn't kind it.
But when you drive it, you are.
So this is apparently. Okay, so I think that's more or less the Ktsois HaChiddush. Normally, that wouldn't be the case. If I'm selling you a property, and you went there and lived in it for one day, it doesn't become yours. You have to be null on the property. You have to do something to the house. You have to change one of the windows, change the locks. You can't living in it for one day is not a kinyan. But Zuk to Ktsois, where the whole issue is the shimush, the issue is not ownership of the property. The issue is the usage of the property. So if that's the question, then using it is a kinyan. If the question is ownership, you have to show ownership. How do you show ownership? Not by living in it. The way you show ownership on a property is by changing the locks, doing something to the goof of the house. But here the question is not whether you own the property. The question is, do you have the right to use the property in this way? So using the property in that way is a kinyan. So since he let you use it, so now you did a maisa kinyan on his property.
We're going to be kinyan chaser because once he's not making it, it's right mine.
Yeah, well, now all of a sudden, $1,000, the lottery ticket's going to fall on top of that little birdie thing.
So it's mine.
And now it's mine. Yeah. So Zuck, this is the way the kinyan works. The kinyan is using it in a certain way, it becomes yours. All right? Fine. So that's, and now I have to see, Lamaisa, how we pass in. Is the kinyan right away? Is the kinyan after 3 years? And gets to some of the cases. Okay.